Morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, January 15th. Welcome to the Inside Edge. Nellie Poe has now taken her seat in Congress, and that means that the Democratic County Committee, and as mandated by the New Jersey State Constitution, will meet on Thursday night to elect an interim replacement. Both of the assembly members from this district, Shavonda Sumter and Benji Wimberly, are going to face off for a chance to be the new state senator. They're both popular lawmakers. They're running mates. They entered the assembly together in 2011. This district has remained exactly as it was over two successive maps. There are individual bases that each of them have. And then there's a lot of county committee that like them both. And that makes this a really interesting race to watch. So here's a couple things that you should know. I mean, first off, I'll state the obvious, which is that the 35th district is anchored in Patterson. Three other towns from Passaic County in that district. It's Haldon, North Haldon and Prospect Park, and then Elmwood Park and Garfield from Bergen County. If all the county committee seats are filled, there's about 200 votes, and about 75% of them are from Passaic County, and Patterson is about 57% of the entire district. So there's a couple things that we have to watch here, and there is nothing more important than turnout. That is unpredictable. There's no history on how to predict what it'll be like to turn out on a Thursday night in January, and counting county committee votes is probably one of the most perilous tasks in New Jersey politics. My friend Bob Franks used to have two rules about county political conventions. Rule number one is the county committee members always lie. And rule number two was the county committee members never tell the truth. This is a tough one when these county committee members have relationships to varying levels with both of the candidates. And it's hard to say no to their face. And this is a secret ballot, which means we don't really know what's going to happen. Here's something else. Whether it's Sumter or Wimberly, will the loser accept the results of this convention and file for re-election to the state assembly in the June primary? Or will they choose to go at it in a primary where there's going to be more than 200 people voting? This is a huge decision for whichever one of them is unsuccessful, because they're taking a risk and the outcome could be the end of their legislative career. And, you know, as they say, but wait, there's more. Democrats are planning to elect an assembly replacement for either Sumter or Wimberly right on the spot. They will immediately move on to a second election. And so today, the Inside Edge is going to be a two-parter. I'm sorry about the cliffhanger, but I will be back tomorrow to talk more about the 35th District. Thanks again for listening, everybody.